local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you here for the next hour, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today, November 16th. 1 week away from Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your drive home. I wish the roads were faring better. We thought maybe with the rain going away that that might be the case, but so far, not so good. We're about a minute away from our first check of the roads and weather this hour. Austin standing by for that and getting you the very latest information. Right now, we'll start off right away with our top three stories, starting with the latest in Israel, where today Israeli army is ordering Palestinians to leave four towns in southern Gaza as the country's war rages on with Hamas. This comes after Israeli forces stormed Gaza's main hospital and said they found weapons and a laptop with a photo of a kidnapped Israeli soldier on it. Over 12,000 people have been killed since the fighting started back on October 7th. President Biden says he does not believe the war would end until there's a two-state solution. Yesterday, late last night, the Senate passing the government funding bill by a vote of 87-11. Our two Florida senators, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, voting against it. The bill now on President Biden's desk and will avoid a government shutdown by tomorrow's deadline.
When you look at the struggles the House is having passing their partisan appropriation bills, it shows clearly what I've been saying all along. Bipartisan is the only way to get things done.
So the bill keeps current spending levels in place for most government functions through mid-January. Dozens of House Republicans voted against it due to a lack of spending cuts. And today, New York Congressman George Santos says he will not seek re-election after the House Ethics Committee released a scathing report. The committee will put forth an expulsion resolution tomorrow. It's not expected to be voted on until after Thanksgiving. It comes after they unanimously agreed there was substantial wrongdoing. They say Santos knowingly caused his campaign committee to file false or incomplete reports with the Federal Election Commission, used campaign funds for personal expenses, and engaged in fraudulent content while also filing false financial statements with the House. Those are our top three stories today. Austin gets us caught up on the roads.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Yeah, Joe, as you were hinting at earlier, we've been dealing with a lot of congestion in Pensacola so far this evening. And the main culprit's been I-10. If you are heading westbound on I-10, perhaps towards Pine Forest Road, you're going to experience a lot of backups. It's actually backed up currently to I-110 northbound. While the severity of the backups has seemingly died down a bit, it is still rather extensive, so be on the lookout for that. Elsewhere in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we have an accident reported on Mobile Highway near Softly Field Road. That is not currently causing too extensive of congestion, but be on the lookout for it. It may develop some more over time. Also, if you are on Pensacola Boulevard heading northbound towards Burgess Road, there's some backups there as well. And lastly, on Brent Lane, if you are heading westbound towards North Davis Highway and a little bit further down towards North Palafox Street, we're seeing bits and pieces of congestion there also.
All right. Thank you very much. Meteorologist Alan Strum.
The rain is out of the area for the next several days. We might see some rain early next week. In the meantime, pretty nice conditions overnight. Lows upper 50s. We'll have some cloud cover in the skies, a bit of sunshine as well on Friday with mid-70s. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny. Little cooler on Sunday than Saturday. We're going from low 70s Saturday to upper 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now it is 73 degrees. Our overcast sky is continuing overnight, 59 for a low. Partly sunny Friday, mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, and highs will be in the low to mid-70s each day. 50% chance of rain returning to the forecast to start the Thanksgiving week next Monday. Thanksgiving Day, by the way, as we are now updating the extended forecast from the National Weather Service. We told you Wednesday was going to be a little bit on the cool side with sunny skies and a high of around 60. Wednesday night, a low of around 43. And right now, it looks like a pretty identical forecast for Thanksgiving Day. High of 60 degrees. So I will sign up for that with sunshine, by the way.
And I'll be right there with you.
Yeah, sunshine, no clouds looking like on Thanksgiving. So very good news for me. Taking a look at our local headlines, we had a chance last hour to catch up with Escambia School Board member Kevin Adams. One of the things that he talked about was the district starting a pilot program that'll add sixth grade to two elementary schools next year. This will be at Cordova Park and West Pensacola Elementary. Interim Superintendent Keith Leonard says that those two schools were chosen mainly on student performance data, capacity, and parent choice. School board member Adams says this could be a way to help keep middle school students in the district.
We have it's almost like an hourglass. We get a bunch of kids coming in elementary, and then it reduces at middle school. You know, a lot of people have choice out at that time. And then they'll return back at high school.
Under the pilot program, parents will be able to have the option of keeping their sixth graders at one of those two schools or moving them on to their zone middle school. Adams says that he'd like to see the district move as possible, quickly as possible, towards more K through 8 schools, much like Santa Rosa County has done. Also, in our local headlines today, we talked this morning with Escambia County Administrator Wes Marino. He says that EMS has dealt with its share of staffing issues over the last few years, but in recent months, several people have been hired, and right now they're at pretty much a full staffing level.
You know, we've added 18 new positions there in EMS in an effort to make improvements. That's 8 new EMTs, 8 new paramedics, and so we've hired up to 8 of those folks, 4 EMTs, 4 paramedics, and then after January, we'll hire 4 more EMTs and 4 more paramedics.
Yeah, so the he says EMS has made a lot of headway, filling over 21 vacancies by raising wages and other benefits, such as paying for certifications. Moreno also says that they could use even more paramedics to cut down on response times for calls. 520 right now. We'll get an update on our state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
We interrupt the Strength for Life program schedule to remind you that it's football season. If you're a teen guy in the Pensacola area, Northstone Baptist Church's teen program invites you to participate in a guys-only flag football tournament we will be hosting this Saturday, November 18th. Bring some of the boys and join us for a 6-on-6 flag football competition on our 11 acres of property, and then food on the grill after the tournament is over. The games begin at 2:30 p.m., and the event will end at 5:30 p.m. The tournament is open to all young men from 7th to 12th grade. You can find Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola, just west of the intersection of Pine Forest and 9 Mile. So look us up and join us for an afternoon of competition this Saturday from 2:30 to 5:30 at Northstone. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. To learn more about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
With custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all brand and product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement, Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good in-depth conversation with PIO from PPD, Mike Wood, about that video that we've all seen involving the arrest, two officers and a female. Very interesting conversation. Got in-depth quite a bit about whether that's appropriate or not. The short answer is yes, nothing wrong with that arrest, but people don't understand because they don't know how arrests happen typically. Also talked with Administrator Wes Moreno from Escambia County about some of the things going on in the county. All of that and all the segments from the show you can find at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you, and try to keep you as safe as we possibly can and get you home at a good time. Things look like they're getting better on I-10. Still some slowdowns, but not quite the stop-and-go parking lot that we saw last hour. Getting you caught up on the roads right now. Austin, what's the story?
Yeah, Joe, you're absolutely right. It stretches for a long way on I-10 heading westbound towards Pine Forest Road, but it is not as severe as it has been in previous traffic updates. Pine Forest Road itself, though, if you are able to make it there through I-10, Pine Forest Road going both north and south, it is still pretty heavily congested at this hour. Not only that, but we're also dealing with some backups on Pensacola Boulevard and heading northbound towards Burgess Road and on Burgess Road itself if you're heading westbound towards North Palafox Street. Lastly, Brent Lane still giving us some congestion if you are heading westbound on North Palafox Street as well.
The rain is out of the area for the next several days. We might see some rain early next week. In the meantime, pretty nice conditions overnight. Lows upper 50s. We'll have some cloud cover in the skies. A bit of sunshine as well on Friday with mid-70s. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny. Little cooler on Sunday than Saturday. We're going from low 70s Saturday to upper 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 72 degrees, overnight low tonight's 59, and partly sunny Friday, mostly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday. So good news there. By the way, I did mention this in our local headlines, but Jesse Lacoste, everybody's favorite contractor, now wanted again by Escambia County deputies for fraud and swindling. The sheriff's office posting on their Facebook page that they are looking for him, asking if anybody has information to contact Crime Stoppers or the Sheriff's Office. So that was coming out this afternoon. Texter, Gulf Beach Highway, just east of Fairfield Drive. That's a three-car accident on that one. Taking a look at state headlines today, there's some record rainfall in portions of South Florida today. Following a non-tropical storm overnight, the National Weather Service says Miami International Airport received nearly 8.5 inches. Some areas, including North Miami and the Hammocks, got 10 inches of rain, and portions of Broward County saw 13 inches of rain last night.
A proposed bill would require air conditioning in all Florida prisons. State Representative Angie Nixon and State Senator Tracy Davis from Jacksonville filed legislation this month that would direct each state correctional institution to provide a portable air conditioner or air cooling system in every inmate housing unit. Most state prisons in Florida currently do not have AC.
Tourism in Florida setting new records. Third quarter numbers from Visit Florida show the Sunshine State welcoming a record 35.1 million visitors between July and September of this year. That's more than a 1.5% jump from the same period a year ago.
Go ahead. And there doesn't appear to be much movement in Florida's job market. The U.S. Labor Department reports about 5,700 Floridians filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's an increase of just 13 from the week before.
And I hope that this comes to local Chick-fil-A's because I will definitely order this. Air delivery service is taking flight at a popular fast food restaurant in the Tampa area. The Chick-fil-A in Brandon announced that it'll offer drone delivery to customers within a 1.2-mile radius of the restaurant. The service is free for a limited time, but orders must be placed from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's
very
cool.
Nice.
Taking a look at some quick national headlines here. San Francisco, we had pro-Palestinian rallies outside of D.C. last night turned violent. Six police officers injured. A few were got pepper sprayed. And then just an absolute zoo on the San Francisco Bay Bridge this morning, yep, as protesters shut down all westbound lanes, many linking arms and staging a die-in where they lay on the ground so cars can't get by. So that had just an absolute mess on San Francisco traffic there this morning. Also, David DePape found guilty by a federal jury in the violent hammer attack against Paul Pelosi last year. DePape is facing a maximum sentence of 20 and 30 years in prison on attempted kidnapping and assault charges. Two New Yorkers facing charges for allegedly being behind what authorities say is the largest seizure of counterfeit goods in U.S. history. The U.S. Attorney's Office says agents recently found $1 billion worth of fake handbags, clothing, shoes, and luxury products at a Manhattan storage facility. The mother of the 6-year-old Virginia boy who shot his teacher will spend 21 months in prison. She pleaded guilty to federal charges of using drugs while owning a gun and lying about her drug use when buying the weapon. That investigation that led to those charges was prompted by the January shooting involving her son and an elementary school teacher in Newport News. Taylor also pleaded guilty to state charges of child neglect in that particular case. 5:30 right now, that's a look at our national headlines. We'll take a look at the world of sports coming up, including a massive Thursday night football game between the Bengals and the Ravens tonight. That's going to be a good one. Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now. It's brought to you, of course, by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. A mistrial declared for former Louisville cop Brett Hankinson. He's accused of firing stray shots during a raid where Breonna Taylor was killed.
The defense argued Hankinson was justified in returning fire after Taylor's boyfriend fired shots from inside the apartment. Prosecutors argued even if that were true, Hankinson never saw an intended target, and firing blindly was wrong.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, an appeals court lifting a gag order placed on Donald Trump in his civil fraud trial.
One of the former president's attorneys reacted by saying, fortunately, the Constitution and the First Amendment protect everyone, including President Trump. The judge in the civil fraud trial, Arthur Engoron, had gagged him after the former president accused his clerk of running the case against him out of bias.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Pressure is mounting on a top U.S. banking regulator to resign over his handling of allegations of sexual misconduct among agency staff and accounts of his own past conduct. A few Republican lawmakers are pushing Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation Chair Martin Grunberg to resign amid reports that the FDIC had failed to eradicate widespread harassment in its workforce. U.S. stocks ended a lackluster session, narrowly mixed today. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite edged up 5 and 9 points, respectively, but the Dow Jones Industrial slipped 45. Las Vegas has become home to an NHL team in recent years, the Golden Knights, and then the NFL's Raiders moved there. And now Sin City is getting a Major League Baseball team. MLB owners today unanimously approved the move of the Oakland Athletics to Vegas, likely starting with the 2025 season, although a planned new ballpark won't be ready till 2028. It's unclear where the A's will play the 25 through 27 seasons. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Michigan's defensive lineman Chris Jenkins recently said this to me.
Everybody's making us out to be the villain. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, even if it's wrong. You know, if they want to make us the villain, then bet. Sometimes the villain's going to beat the hero. We're going to embrace that.
Whether you think Michigan cheated or is getting a raw deal is irrelevant, because it's clear that this team has embraced the villain role, and maybe that extra fuel, self-inflicted or not, will be what gets them over the hump come college football playoff time. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get ready for holiday feast season with Pepto-Bismol.
Uncle Derek's here with his famous fried turkey. Hey, Aunt Mary brought the mac and cheese. Donna's here with the potato salad.
Pepto-Bismol provides fast five-symptom relief for unexpected stomach upsets. So enjoy the holidays. Pepto has you covered, no matter who made the potato salad.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime. Tonight, it's a clash in the AFC North when Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals take on Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon, live from Baltimore. It's the Bengals and the Ravens on Thursday Night Football, and it's on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
F536, News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. 1 week away from Thanksgiving, 1 day closer to the weekend. Forecast looks pretty good for the weekend and Thanksgiving forecast. We've got an early look at that here and a bit on the cool side. Sunshine, high of 60. How does that sound for next Thursday? I love it.
I do as well.
Yeah, so there's that. What I don't love is basically how the roads have been. Every day this week.
Yeah, they've been a pretty, it's been a pretty unforgiving few days when it comes to traffic.
And I'm not really sure. Well, I mean, you know, I understand the rain. And maybe it's just with it being dark now.
Maybe
that's it. Just a little bit of an adjustment period. As we look at the roads right now, though, Austin, I-10 westbound, which was a very sore spot here in hour number one, looks like things are getting back to normal.
Yeah, I'm looking at that as well, and there is congestion still, but it is not very bad at all. If you're in that area heading westbound towards Pine Forest Road, you should not be backed up for too long. And if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, just past actually where I-10 is, you're going to experience some hiccups there. We're seeing some splotchy congestion. I'm saying that word a lot, forgive me. All the way up to Detroit Boulevard.
And at the intersection with North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, there's some backups there as well. But that's pretty that's pretty run-of-the-mill stuff. We typically see that. And the last main one I wanted to cover was this accident report that we got earlier. If you're heading westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, you're going to be backed up for a while. It's the hiccup has gotten pretty steep there. Oh, and I also want to say that this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special with live 24/7 customer service. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Very good. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather, meteorologist Alan Strum.
The rain is out of the area for the next several days. We might see some rain early next week. In the meantime, pretty nice conditions overnight. Lows upper 50s. We'll have some cloud cover in the skies. A bit of sunshine as well on Friday with mid-70s. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny. Little cooler on Sunday than Saturday. We're going from low 70s Saturday to upper 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now it is 70 degrees. Overnight low tonight's 59, cloudy. Partly sunny Friday with a high of around 74 degrees. All right, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight. Austin, we've got a big one in Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime. 7:15. The 7-3 Baltimore Ravens host their AFC North foe, the 5-4 Cincinnati Bengals. We kind of thought that the Bengals ship had straightened out, that they were all systems go. Joe Burrow got over his calf injury. Bit of a hiccup last week against the surprising Houston Texans.
I know. That's a great story.
Yeah, so the Bengals now are staring a 5-5 record on in the face here, and a loss would send the Ravens to 8-3. And just given how deep the AFC is this year, there would be, if the Bengals were to lose this, I don't want to say zero margin for error, but it's pretty close to zero.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that the playoff path, even in a deeper conference, is rather forgiving. You can have, like, I don't know, 7 losses. You can be 10-7, squeak into a wild card. So I understand that, yeah, it, you know, there's some room for error at this point in the season. There's still a lot of games left, but this is definitely a big one when you look at just how unforgiving of a division they play in. They're last place in the AFC North right now, and the fact that we can say that, despite them having a winning record currently, is just staggering, and it does make their conditions in particular all the worse to endure.
Yeah, a couple of baseball notes. Shohei Ohtani named AL MVP within the last few minutes. Well-deserved.
Absolutely.
Oakland A's one step closer to moving to Las Vegas as the MLB owners unanimously approved the franchise's relocation to Nevada. Also, the MLB All-Star Game will be in Atlanta in 2025. So, of course, back in 2021, MLB decided to pull the Midsummer Classic out of Atlanta over Georgia's voting rights law. Politicized debate around that. So MLB doing right by the city of Atlanta, giving them the 2025 game. College football, Michigan and head coach Jim Harbaugh deciding not to appeal his 3-game suspension, and in turn, the Big Ten's investigation into the sign-stealing scheme will end as well. You know, as a as an Ohio State fan, obviously we have next week Ohio State and Michigan.
Yep.
Just from a pure like entertainment standpoint, when I turn on the game at 11 for the pregame, and then when the, or 10 when the game starts at 11, as an Ohio State fan, having Jim Harbaugh on the sideline would have been just, I can't tell you the emotions that would be going through my mind, because I mean Michigan's a great team.
Oh yeah,
it's on the road, it's at Michigan, and we've lost the last two.
Convincing.
Having Harbaugh on the sideline would have been just as big of a lead up to this game as I can remember. Probably since the 2006 game where Ohio State was 1, Michigan was 2, Bo Schembechler died the day before.
Golly.
So that was the lead up to the 2006 game. I think this one would have topped that. It may still, but not having Jim Harbaugh on the sideline definitely loosens it, dampens it a little bit. But man, I can't wait for next Saturday, man. I can't wait.
I mean, I'm not a fan of either team, and yeah, I can't wait. That's just that's great football right there. And when I know a lot of rivalries get love, especially for traditional stuff like Navy and Army, right? Like that's a big one.
Sure.
And Alabama and Auburn, that one's had its moments.
It's a nice regional rivalry.
Yeah, but
it's a cute rivalry. It's a mid-tier, second tier. Yeah.
Yeah. But Michigan and Ohio State, right. I mean, that one is objectively the best. Both of those teams, yeah, coming off of playoff seasons.
Cannot be debated.
Yeah, and then you've got this storyline because they're two of the top teams in one of the best conferences. It's the best conference not named the SEC. I don't know. I mean, with the national implications on that, you can't say that it's not the best. I know that the recent scores haven't been as close as we'd want them to be, yeah. But still –
That's because they knew the place. I mean,
that's totally what. So. Yeah.
All right. Health, business, and science notes today. A pretty interesting one from Toyota. Camry is going hybrid only. The redesigned version of the best-selling car in America is currently available both ways, but the 2025 version will only be sold as a hybrid. It'll join other Toyotas currently sold as hybrid only, including the Sienna minivan and Sequoia SUV.
And it's the 47th annual Great American Smokeout. Thousands of Americans are taking their first steps towards quitting smoking. The initiative happens the third Thursday in November every year and used to focus on cigarettes, cigars, and pipe smoking. Now, the American Cancer Society includes all form of tobacco products and vaping. It notes that smoking continues to be the number one cause of preventable death in the world.
Austin, did you get your red cup at Starbucks today?
No, darn, I didn't. Slipped
well,
my mind.
You probably still have time because Starbucks are opens late after we get off the air. But unionized workers across the nation at Starbucks are staging a Red Cup Day strike. Baristas striking for 1 hour, two or more, depending on the location. They say they're overworked during promotional events like Red Cup Day, which is the busiest sales event day of the year. 5:45, we'll get another check of our roadways here before moving on to some pop culture notes today.
All right, so yeah, if you were on I-10 heading westbound towards Pine Forest Road, you should not be experiencing much congestion at all now. It has died down significantly since our last traffic update, and hopefully it'll stay that way. As for Pine Forest Road itself, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, there's just some pretty heavy traffic there at the moment. Nothing that should really surprise you if you frequent that road. And at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, we've got backups at that intersection as well. And lastly, if you are traveling on Gulf Beach Highway westbound to Fairfield Drive, be sure to look out for some backups that we're seeing in that area because of a previous traffic accident report.
All right. Looking at our weather forecast tonight, mostly cloudy, 59 for the low. Friday, we'll see partly sunny, highs right around 75 degrees with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 60. More sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Might not be quite as warm. A high is around 72 Saturday and 70 on Sunday. Weekend forecast looks pretty good as well. If you're looking ahead to next week, chances of showers Monday, Tuesday, otherwise on Wednesday. And for Thanksgiving Day next week, a bit of a cool front pushing through. We'll have sunshine on both Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day with highs at around 60 degrees and overnight lows in the low 40s. Pop culture notes today. Drake announcing a new project after releasing an album just last month. The rapper announced on social media, Scary Hours 3 will drop tonight at 11 o'clock our time. Drake said all of the songs for the project were written after he released For All the Dogs in October.
And Monday night's Chiefs-Eagles game isn't just the biggest regular season game of the year. It's also the Kelce family reunion as Jason and Travis are on the same field once again. But it could be an even bigger deal to some people. I don't think anyone in the studio tonight. As Entertainment Tonight reports that the game is also expected to be when the parents of Travis and Taylor Swift meet for the first time ever.
I mean, I think that's a very big deal. We're talking about, like, the first couple. Not, like, the president and... we're talking about the first couple in the world, man. Travis and Taylor.
Jeez. Oh, I mean, as I said, it matters to someone. Like, it matters clearly to a lot of people.
It matters to a lot of people, yes.
Yeah.
The parents meeting each other, I mean, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal for relationships. I understand
that's
that.
That's a big deal. And what better spot to have it at than Kansas City Eagles game. I mean,
no, that is I will give it that. Okay, that is the best time to do it for sure.
And they will not have the pressure. They will not have a Taylor there with them because she will be in Argentina, right, or somewhere wherever she's performing. I don't think she's going to be at the game. So you just have the parents. You'd have Jason's wife and their kids there, maybe. So, that's fun there. Mm-hmm. Pandas could remain in the U.S. after all, China's president hinting at the possibility, saying that he learned that the San Diego Zoo and Californians very much look forward to welcoming pandas back. Huh. That's because recently three pandas said goodbye to the National Zoo in Washington. Zoo Atlanta currently is the only place in the U.S. where giant pandas remain. Pandas have been in the U.S. since 1972, when China gave two of them as a symbol of diplomacy.
And YouTube is launching an AI tool that allows users to imitate pop stars such as Demi Lovato and John Legend. The feature is called Dream Track, and it lets users create short songs by describing qualities like lyrical content and mood. Nine artists have given permission for their voices to be cloned, so to speak, by the software, including Charlie XCX, Troy Sivan, T-Pain, and Sia.
If you're a big fan of Hallmark movies, stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll tell you how you can get paid for it. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Peatmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Peatmore has the VW for you to drive home today. Peatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you. demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin finishing up hour number two. Throwing it to Channel 3 News at their 6 o'clock A block coming up in about 7 minutes. Wacky stories here. So, Austin, I don't know if you're a big fan of Hallmark movies, especially Hallmark Christmas movies. I am, actually. Something changed for me where I used to watch them with great disdain, always sarcastically commentating on the plot and just everything. Yeah. A couple years ago, though, something happened where all of a sudden my wife was the one that started wanting to watch them all the time. Mm. And it was my wife who would become the sarcastic voice, and I would have to tell her, hey, shut up, I'm watching this.
Yeah,
I don't know
now
how that happened. It just kind of naturally did. But I love me some Hallmark Christmas movies after Thanksgiving Day, of course. But a company is offering to pay someone $2,000 to watch 12 Hallmark Christmas movies in 12 days. They'll be asked to rank each one by 5 criteria. Festivity, predictability. I don't know how you differentiate predictability in these things. Chemistry between characters. If it made them cry and if they'd watch it again. Applications are open through December 3rd, and the person will also, in addition to the $2,000, get a Ghirardelli hot chocolate, 2 pairs of fuzzy socks, there you go, and a 12-month flower box subscription.
Ghirardelli hot chocolate, that sounds awesome.
It does.
Some people don't like going to the weddings of people they know. Joe, you said last
that
hour
would be me.
You are one of those people. But this woman takes she goes the extra mile. She enjoys going to weddings of people she doesn't know so she can rob them. A 57-year-old woman named Sandra Henson just pled guilty to larceny, trespassing, and disturbing the peace after crashing a wedding in September and stealing from people in the process. But this isn't her first rodeo. She's been walking into strangers' wedding receptions for at least 6 years. Huh. And in at least 3 states, Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi, she has been stealing from brides, grooms, and their guests. She digs through purses while guests are distracted during what many would consider memorable moments, and she also snatches presents off gift tables and has made off with tens of thousands of dollars in cash, credit cards, and gifts.
Do you ever watch the movie The Mule with Clint Eastwood?
I can't say I have. No.
All right. Well, then never mind. 555. Well, I just think that this would be a good movie where, you know, because the whole thing with the mule is like he's illegally transporting drugs south of the border, right?
And so the title makes sense.
He's doing this and the cops are unsuspecting of him because he is a really old man. Like, why in the world would he be the guy, right? And so he gets caught in the end. I think this particular story here of a wedding crasher for 6 years, I think that would make a great movie script of a lady who, you know, people all over the tri-state area of Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi, they attend weddings and they find that cash has been stolen or gifts have been taken. And for 6 years, they can't figure out who. And then there's a woman there that's probably, what is she, 57? Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably dresses up really nicely. And finally, they put the pieces together. And the cops in all three of these states are trying to track her down, trying to see where she will strike again. And finally, after 6 years, they solve the mystery.
That's awesome.
So I that's where I kind of think this could head there.
You've convinced me.
Taking a quick look on the roads here in the time we have left. Austin, anything noteworthy?
A lot of the backups that we were dealing with earlier have seemingly lessened, not necessarily died down entirely. We're still dealing with some pretty heavy traffic on a Mobile Highway. If you're heading northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, you may experience some hiccups there. Same can be said about if you're traveling on Burgess Road westbound towards North Palafox Street. But other than that, the rest is looking about as good as it's going to be probably for a little while. There's not too much congestion in any other of the surrounding areas from what I can see.
All right. Tonight's weather, 59 for the low right now. It's about 70, partly sunny tomorrow and a high of 74 degrees with mostly cloudy skies tomorrow and a low of around 60. Finishing up with some good news, a 17-year-old girl in Iowa named Lauren Schroeder started a huge garden on her parents' farm last year just so she could donate everything that she grew. It started as a half acre, and she doubled it to a full acre this year. She's donated over 7,000 pounds of produce in the last 2 years. She's hoping to hit 20,000 pounds before she heads off to college in 2025.
Well, she's making good progress there. A 15-year-old in Canada named Alden Maxwell is on the spectrum and owns a crazy world record for stacking Jenga blocks, 1,840 of them on one vertical block at the bottom. And how cool is this? Speaking of what we were just touching on earlier, he just got his own Hallmark movie.
Charlie here is attempting to break the Guinness World Record for stacking the most Jenga blocks on top of one vertical block.
So I can show the world that autistic people can do great things. And so my dad will be proud of me.
Did he leave because I'm autistic?
What?
I just wanted to be in a book, wasn't in the psychology section.
Charlie, these books are about autism. They are not about you.
It's called A World Record Christmas, and they based it on him. It premieres tonight on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel.
I will add this to my online DVR to watch after Thanksgiving. Spoiler alert, the dad's not going to show up to his world record attempt because he's a deadbeat, right? The guy that was encouraging him at the end is going to fall in love with the mom.
Ah, very sweet. Oh, so you're trying to provide some predictability there, or do you have actually
That's what's going to happen. No, I don't have proof. I that's what's going to happen.
All right, okay.
550. I know my Hallmark movies, man.
So we've gathered.
559, Channel 3 News at 6, coming up next.